If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hold your applause. Hi, welcome. It's Klein Alley Show from K-Rock. How goes it? Woo! Let's try that again. Who's ready for the 1975?
Is everyone full of delicious pizza from Joe's Pizza? How's the pizza? Yes.
Thank you for being here today. Thank you for supporting K-Rock. We got a really special thing planned, probably the most fun you can legally have on a Monday right around noon. This is great. Slight change of plans. Who's ready for Kanye West? No, that's not happening. A lot of you are here because you listen to our show. Sorry you're stuck with us for 4 hours in the morning, but we greatly appreciate that. Some of you are here because you're sleeping with the right person in the sales department, in which case, welcome. It's good to have you here as well.
You know, people did a lot of things to get into this very intimate show, which is, even Matt said himself, it is something that you're not going to see very often anymore, including a guy has... dressed in a full kilt and brought bagpipes with him. He called in on the morning show because he was fighting with his wife over playing the bagpipes at home, and we just want to invite Bagpipes Guy up here. I mean, you really put in a lot of effort to make it today.
There's the winner of Petty Claims Court on the show. He beat his wife. Didn't actually beat his wife. Don't take that out of context.
No.
In the trial on the radio, and he's going to play a quick little song to warm you up. We never bring out a band before the band. Bagpipe Guy to get you in the mood right now. Here we go.
Give it up. I don't ever want to know
Thank
your
you.
Real name.
Pleasure. Pussy Magnet, that guy. You can edit that out. All right, let's get to the real reason why you're here right now. Here's what's going to happen. Going to bring out a band that you've probably heard of before. Going to have a little chat with Maddie, and then they're going to play some songs for you. I saw the set list. You will be very happy. Please welcome the 1975.
What's up, guys? Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, once again, the 1975. Let them hear this.
Hello. We're here.
They just keep on coming.
You got your stool there, Russ.
You sit wherever you like, sir.
Does Han need one? All right.
Hey, Maddie.
Hi.
How goes it?
Yeah, we're good. Thanks. How are you?
You know, it's funny to think this started 20 years ago in school with just some of your mates, and now here you are, once again, playing in front of 50 people.
20 years later. Yeah, 20 years. It's crazy, isn't it?
We go back longer than 20 years, me and Jamie.
You guys obviously are right in the middle of a great tour, a tour that's been making headlines. At Their Very Best is the tour, and that is what I've been hearing the entire time, is that this band really is at their very best right now. What do you think is in the secret sauce? Why do you think you're getting that headline now?
It's kind of like our life's work, this show, really, I suppose, without trying to be too lofty. Like, we've really, we've had, you know, we've been, like we said, you know, we've been a band for that long, and then we've been around for, like, nearly 10 years. And I think that we can now kind of retrospectively think about what, like, the 1975 is, you know, like, in its most fundamental thing. And I think we wanted to just, like, make a show that was half gig, half, like, show, you know, with play or whatever, you know. So, thanks.
It's also nicely unpredictable at this point.
Plays.
Yeah, the fans here. Because, you know, you're getting so many headlines for things that are happening at the shows unrelated to the actual songs. You're making out with people from the audience, which could happen at some point today. Who knows? You're eating raw steak on stage. How much of this is coming to you in the moment? How much of this is you guys going, like, let's do some weird shit?
A lot of it is us going, let's do some weird shit. It's a show that feels pretty loose, but it's actually very, very tight. It's very, very well rehearsed. And I've got to give credit to these guys because they've, you know, there's moments of it where it requires a lot of us to do a lot. And, you know, it's taken us a while to get it right. But, I don't know. I think we just want to do something interesting because, you know, like, I've seen so many gigs, you know, like, and so many, like, bands and guys with guitars and girls. And I think that, we just wanted to do something that kind of blurred the lines between what is real and what kind of isn't, you know?
So, as Klein mentioned, you've kissed women on stage, you've kissed men on stage, you've been threatened with arrest over doing that.
Banned. I got banned from a country for doing that.
I think that's a sense of accomplishment to get banned from a place. But what are some things that maybe people at future shows can do to stand out and make them more kissable to you?
It's not going to be a part of the show. I think that like I've as the show's been happening, I've almost been caught up in this kind of quite recent retro nostalgia for like 2014-15. You know, everyone seems to be having this, whether it's Taylor or us or Arctic Monkeys or anything like that. So I remember that like it was yesterday, you know. So it feels like the meta references are very, very easily accomplished in the moment. But what I do not want to do is set any kind of precedent where everyone just thinks that I'm going to make out with them.
Well, that's what we all think. So who's it going to be? Is it going to be me or is it going to be him?
Everyone's just funneling Listerine in the parking lot of your shows, getting ready. You mentioned Taylor. It's interesting because the album, which came out, by the way, in October, the fifth album, how many of you guys got it?
Yeah.
Being funny in a foreign language. I was thinking, you know, one of the cushy gigs I would get here at K-Rock is I'd get to listen to stuff in advance. I did not get that album in advance. You did, however, give it to a few people that I find interesting. You gave it to some comedians to listen to because you actually care about being funny with your lyrics, which I appreciate. And you said that, I think it was Bo Burnham, laughed at all the right times. Mm-hmm. But then you also gave it to Taylor Swift early. She got an early listen.
She heard bits of it, like, from through Jack. Yeah.
Did she return the favor with her latest release and let you listen to it before the general public?
Yeah. We actually worked a bit on that, but then the version of it never came out.
Oh, boo!
No. That's not how it works. It was for reasons that are not to be criticized. She's amazing.
Were you able to get tickets to her concert?
No. I haven't tried yet.
Well, you know, Klein mentions your lyrics, and of the songs that you've come out with over the years, you have some of the most misheard lyrics of all time.
Probably, yeah.
And so I have just some of the misheard lyrics, and I wondered if you could pair it with the right lyrics. You can either say it or you can sing it, whatever you choose.
All right.
I like sex with sandals, and chicks like scented candles.
Is that what people think it is?
Yep.
I like sex with candles.
I like sex with sandals.
That's just as good.
We've just worked on the sixth album.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. I'm happy for that to be a lyric.
All right, here's the next one. Dough is what you need because you're 70 and they're just scones, just scones.
Oh, wow. Just scones. Oh, yeah, okay, fair enough.
And then finally, you ate my ass, but I don't mind it.
Yeah, I've actually heard that. We've done that. We've done that as a bit.
Yeah.
You should hear what goes on in our earphones.
Oh, during the shows.
Yeah, because their microphones, like, if they press a button, it doesn't go out the front, but it goes into our ears.
Not good.
Is that the goal, to try to make him break during the shows?
Is that the goal?
The rule is you can't do it whilst he's singing, but in the gaps, anything goes.
Yeah.
That's great.
And it makes it hard.
I need the challenge. Well, look, we would love to hog all of the time for ourselves, but we always open this up for questions from people that are here. We've got a lot of them that we've pre-screened, so these are all legitimate questions from your actual fans.
Oh, okay.
And then you're going to play some songs, so what do we got?
Before we get to them, I just had a personal one. Metallica, not a fan. You've made it that clear.
Oh, God. I didn't...
Are you done talking about this?
No, I'm not. I haven't even talked about it. It was like 5 hours into an interview with like a guy that I kind of regarded as a friend. And I was just saying like that I didn't fuck with Metallica. That's all I was saying. I didn't say that there's no objective worst band in the world. And I don't want to be mean. Like, okay, they're probably okay. Nice. But I'm fascinated with Metallica.
Question was, do you want to collab with them at some point?
No. but some kind of monster is like... It's one of the great American stories. What unfolds throughout that movie is like one of the greatest stories just about like America. They're fascinating.
Yeah. All right. So this one is from ironically Taylor from the 818. On every album, you have a song called the 1975. When it shows up on the set list, how do you know which one to play?
It's a great question.
That's a funny question. We don't. We just guess.
Okay. You just always right somehow.
It'd be good if we all started the wrong one. Isn't it?
That would be amazing.
It's like dun dun goda.
All right. This one comes from Juan in the 213 area code. Who will win the World Cup?
Argentina just got beaten by Saudi Arabia. Wait a second. No, I don't care about anybody's national heritage. Germany, France or Brazil? I predicted it right in the 2016. Yeah,
that's
I predicted
what we're asking. You're better than that octopus.
Yeah,
you're picking
octopus.
Them.
Yeah.
All right, you have to kiss one of the following people on stage at your next show. Who do you pick? An old woman with halitosis, a dog who just ate puke off of Hollywood Boulevard, or George, your drummer?
Oh, George.
That's Come a mean on. Question. Who asked that question? Get the hell out of here.
Fuck, right?
George.
I kiss George. He's way nicer than puke off sidewalk.
We're all going to kiss George after the show today, right?
Yeah, form a line.
This is exciting. I know some people are going to get to see you as part of this tour, and thank you so much. You know, we got a chance to chat briefly backstage, and you said you wanted to do something very special for the people that are here today, the people that will be listening to this, a very intimate performance. You don't do these very often. You didn't want to just pop up in some festival where you're one of a million bands. You wanted to really give these people an experience that they'll always remember. So thank you from K-Rock for doing this. Thank you on behalf of all these people here for doing this.
It's too loud. It's too loud in here otherwise. So we wanted to do something quiet. So you have to be quiet.
Are you guys ready for some songs?
Okay.
All right. Maddie, it's yours. The 1975.
Thank you.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.